going.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where to get the new VTA form?
The new what?
Vacation travel allowance. I didn't fill one out this spring, I guess.
No? Okay.
Is it on the parks?
Things I'm regarding a couple of the issues that I've been having since June apartment, and I filed a case a while back, and I just actually looked up my track my cases, and I
can give you just a copy of mine.
Is it from this year, or is
yeah.
it from 2018?
I got it from, no, it's from this year.
Okay. Yeah, just forward me one, and then I'll...
It has the coding and stuff on it as well.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
It's 5789-1389.
Do you still get it with Mary Claire? Like
that's. Yeah, she's a student, so she's still her residence here. So, yeah.
To the isolated post allowance, and then also my third year PG2 increment as of May 1st, my anniversary date.
Thank you.
My issues I am having with my checks are as of May 1st, it was my anniversary date. So
so I went through for 36 months at that point. And after every 12-month consecutive working time with Parks Canada or any federal government agency, you are entitled to a pay increase after 12 consecutive months. And I should be increased to my third pay increase with the E2 level 3 as of May 1st, 2019. So that's my one issue, and I want to get that dealt with. Issue number two is, as of May 1st, 2019, Parks Canada has forced their employees to start paying fuel and utilities in their housing units. And living north of 60 through the isolated post allowance, I am entitled to receive a fuel and utility allowance, differential allowance, and I am still waiting for that to be given onto my paycheck. So that is issue number two. So fuel and utility, issue number two. Increment increase, fuel, issue number one. Does that make sense? Is not the case I had opened, and this is the third time I'm in contact with the Pay Center on these different issues. The April 23rd IPA issue was a different issue altogether. I am talking about May 1, 2019, so May 1st, 2019, and on May 1st was my anniversary date of 3 years, so I should have had my increment increase after that. For my ED2 level 3, should have been starting to get paid as of May 1st, 2019, because that is my anniversary date at 3 years. So I want to open, let's eliminate all the case numbers that are open now. It doesn't sound like there's any open for my issues, which there should have been because I've talked to multiple people. So let's, how about we open up and start a new case and take it from there. Yes, let's do one at a time, and I will talk you through the ones I want to do, so there is zero confusion. I will write down my ticket number, I will write down the case number, I will write down your name, I will write down the same time I talk to you and the date I talk to you. I will have it all recorded, so I know exactly when and where and how I communicate with this, because my case numbers online are very off. So let's start with my first issue. My first issue. No, go ahead. You can open up your case.